USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States recently crossed $5 a gallon for the first time. Speaking from just outside his vacation home in Delaware, President Biden shares his thoughts on how high energy prices could incentivize people to invest in renewables.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy, electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be, my team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
Today marks a national observance of the Juneteenth holiday. Juneteenth became a federal holiday when President Biden signed the legislation last year. Parades and celebrations taking place across the country. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The pain goes on for some travelers as the Juneteenth holiday weekend wraps up. FlightAware saying there have been more than 500 cancellations for flights within, into, or out of the United States Monday. The number of delays is hovering around 1,500, the delays being caused by weather and a pilot shortage. A good guy with a gun is being called a hero in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Austin police are reporting a Texas gun owner defended himself and another woman from a teenager who allegedly tried to rob them at gunpoint in Austin, Texas last week. 17-year-old Jalen Reed is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Reed was already convicted of a series of robberies in 2021. Police say he was released from juvenile detention on May 27th. He cut off an ankle monitor 2 days later, then committed 9 robberies in 5 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A steady increase of opioid overdose deaths is prompting the Department of Health and Human Services to allocate $10 million to rural communities to address the situation. Appearing on Fox and Friends First, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Steil says drug trafficking across the southern border is hurting all states.
The problems this administration is creating at the U.S.-Mexico border are impacting not only the communities at the border, and we saw that firsthand, they're impacting every city in the United States of America.
Minnesota issued executive heat warnings over the weekend, particularly in the Twin Cities and surrounding suburbs, as temperatures rose into the mid-90s. St. Cloud-based central care doctor George Morris describing some of the symptoms of heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
I don't feel right. I feel tired. I'm sweaty. I'm clammy. My pulse is going a little faster. And then at a point in time, many people actually stop. They stop sweating.
That heat wave now pushing east across the Mississippi River Valley and the Mid-South. Temperatures in the 90s are expected from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. Cities including Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City could see 100-degree heat by Tuesday. As you head off on vacation, take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.